third parak of Chisa's eighth mission of the Oyd Shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also asked them, sounds like while they were shopping, they still had more time to talk while they're waiting online. Eva Madulu Bebehema Mao, and a limb that was severed from an animal but still hanging on the body of the animal. What is its status? If it's completely severed, it's Eva Menachai. If it's part of the animal, it has Tumas Eva Menachai. If not, it's not yet Tumas. And there's some other possibilities. We heard Eva Madulu Ba'odom. And the same situation of a human being that had this limb that was also about to fall off. Shutar, it's tar. In other words, that it's only mekabel tum when it's completely severed and falls off. Shekeinu mukhe shchinu Yerushalayim oisim. People that had this disease that their limbs would fall off, so they would do this in Yerushalayim. They want to bring the korban pesach. They don't want to become tummy from their Avarim that were falling off. So halacha pesach is l'roifei v'chodcho. You want to have it cut off before Pesach. He wanted to be in good shape for the regal, so he didn't want to have new limbs falling off during Yontif, so get rid of it before Yontif. He didn't want to become tummy. So he would cut it and just leave a little bit size of a barley connected. The teichav is here, they stick it into some type of coats, thorn, which would hold on to it, and then he'd pull away from it, and the male, he wouldn't touch it at the time it was severed from his body, he wouldn't become tummy. Everybody remained tahar. Nobody touched that eva anymore once it was severed. We say kavachayim. If the eva medulda ba'odim is not metame, it's also eva medulda and hema kavachayim is not metame.